This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, the Wicked Queen of Snow White fame said these words, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" Brings back memories, doesn't it? Now, was she concerned there, or perhaps more accurately obsessed with being the most attractive person in that fairy story kingdom? Here was a queen that could tolerate no one being more beautiful than her as she looks in the mirror. The story goes on, when the queen discovers that her outward beauty is outshone by Snow White, well, then there's trouble. She concocts a plan to get rid of her with a poisoned apple. Interesting story, isn't it? And aside from talking mirrors and dwarfs named after character traits in the story, we can distinguish this story as a fairy tale, and that's all it was. Why? Because if it were a real-life story, the queen would not have bothered with the deadly apple. I guess what she would have done was outsmarted Snow White's beauty by her own device by going to a plastic surgeon. Well, it's all rather a little silly, I guess, but a nip here and a tuck there would have been all that she needed. The Queen needn't have bothered, needn't have worried. She could have actually gone to the plastic surgeon and all her problems would have been fixed. So whilst not many of us would admit to the Queen's vanity, there are what we call, or what I would call, talking mirrors today. There are many things that reflect how we look, how we physically look. We look at advertisements, the billboards, magazines. We go to the movies or watch the movies on TV, the TV shows. And if we really let them, they can actually be an unflattering commentary on how we look, on our own physical appearance. I think there are many people, particularly women, who are concerned about how they look. And even though the mirrors that were in our bathrooms and bedrooms don't literally talk to us, but they do speak to us about our own self-image. And what a big topic this is, the self-image. When we see ourselves reflected in the mirror, well, many of us, I guess, send this negative message to themselves that, you know, I'm ugly. There's something wrong with me by my physical appearance. I'm overweight. I'm unattractive. Wrinkles, all those sort of things can come to our mind. I'm not tall enough, or this sort of thing. So what's actually happened here? I think that society has developed this unhealthy obsession with physical beauty. And so we see advertisements, we see specials on TV about skincare clinics, plastic surgery, and we know all this sort of thing happens. Plastic surgery in itself was not really, or is not the issue really here. It's the way that the advertisement portrays us as being insecure, that we are not the person we ought to be unless we've gone to that plastic surgeon, unless we've got things fixed up. And I think, if I could say, one of the great difficulties that many young women and men face today is this business of low self-esteem. How important it is that we look well, that we look healthy, we look young. And there are advertisements that really exploit this lack of self-confidence, particularly for young people. And so we know that all these sort of things say to us, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look your best. And the problem starts when we want to look like someone else. There may be someone on a TV show that we particularly think we should look like. Or we perhaps are afraid to acknowledge, yes, I'm getting old. The wrinkles are there. Because I'm getting older, my body changes. Now, what I'm saying really here today is that, thankfully, God does not judge our worth by our physical appearance. God doesn't look at us and say, well, you are rather ugly. Because God's not like that. Has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever got taller by so much as an inch? Well, that's an interesting question. That's a paraphrase of what it says in the Bible. It's almost like Jesus saying, well, look, all this time and money that you've wasted on fashion, do you really think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields, have a look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop. Have you ever seen such colour and beauty and design? The 10 best dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. That's an interesting paraphrase. If God gives attention to the appearance of the wildflowers, don't you think he'll give attention to you and do the best for you? Heavenly Father, thank you that you see us as we are and that you love us, warts and all. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.